I'm Kirkland Don, and you're listening to the Best of Late Night, where we pick a theme and put together our top picks for best laughs. Today's theme, Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel analyze Clinton and what happened. Clinton's tell-all 2016 memoir was released Tuesday. Fallon reads off the testimonials on the back, and Kimmel introduces us to the kids' version. This and more in today's punchlines.
Well, here's what people are talking about. I guess Hillary Clinton's book, What Happened, came out today. And I heard that it's almost 500 pages long. Unfortunately, the only person with enough time to read it is Hillary Clinton.
What?
Yeah, that's
wow.
They sold one copy.
One person.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton's new book came out today. It's called What Happened. It's not a joke. That's really what it's called. But see, this is why Hillary lost. A real president doesn't write books. They write tweets. According to the description of the book on Amazon. Oh, it's going to get worse than that, so settle in.
Well, actually, I heard that Hillary will actually be signing books at a Costco in Connecticut. It's going to be awkward when someone gets to the front and goes, oh, I thought this was a line for cheese samples. I'm sorry. Can you sign a cheese sample?
They say this is her most personal memoir yet. Only Hillary Clinton would have to specify that her memoir is personal. It's a memoir.
But this is interesting. If you pick up a copy of the book, you'll see that a lot of notable people wrote little blurbs in the back cover. I'll show you what I mean. For example, Vladimir Putin wrote, was like fairy tale Cinderella, but princess fails and pumpkin becomes president.
Oh. Wow.
Next, Barack Obama wrote, I'd say I got to hand it to you, but the last time I tried to hand you something, you lost it to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And finally, President Trump wrote, I loved it, especially the end. Really did not see that coming. Enjoy. Why would you put those blurs on the book? I don't know.
Wow. The book is 512 pages long, but that's the adult version. She also put out a version for kids, a children's book. This is it. Would you like me to read it? It's called Lucy the Pooh. Can I get some music or something, Jeff? All right. Once upon a time, not too long ago, November 9th to be precise, Piglet was skipping through the woods when he happened upon his friend, Lucy the Pooh, eating a giant jar of her feelings. What's wrong, Lucy? Asked the clearly uninformed Piglet. What's wrong? I was supposed to be the first Pooh president. I've been preparing for this since I was a cub. All the polls had me winning. So how did you lose? Questioned Piglet. Well, I was better prepared in the debates. I had years of foreign policy experience as Secretary of State, and I won the popular vote in a landslide. Well, I'm lost, said Piglet. That sounds great. Yes, but I never hosted a reality show or put my name on vodka or grabbed a heffalump by the woozle. Or visited Wisconsin, added Piglet. Lucy the Pooh let out a big sigh and stared into the distance. Well, at least I'll never have to deal with that loud orange lunatic ever again, muttered Lucy. And suddenly, out of nowhere, Lucy heard a loud noise. It was a loud orange lunatic. Oh no, moaned Piglet. Hoo, 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 hoo. I am gonna make America so great again, it'll be ridiculous. And Eeyore is gonna pay for it, shouted Tigger. The end. Well, there you go.
To watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, tell us which jokes are your favorite from today's show.